Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. We love our city.
Go 92.5. This is a good one. You've downloaded the right episode. This is a treat.
Is it an episode?
Yeah, it's a podcast. Yeah, episode? I guess.
Yeah.
Classifies an episode?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. It's going to be a cracker because, actually, Bridge, we want to get to the bottom. There's a bit of circulation in the paper, a bit of, what do you call it?
The rumour mill.
The rumour mill about how many guests you're having at your wedding. You haven't planned a lot of it, but in the paper today, I think it's aiming at you. And I want to ask you, is this you?
Oh, no. I can't answer anything because I don't know anything about my own wedding.
No.
Hey, can I change topic?
Yeah,
thanks.
For sure.
Husey, he's at the Spiegel tent.
Maybe you should get married in the Spiegel tent.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And we got a spray too coming up on the Royal Baby of Sussex. Gee, it's been getting some coverage, I think, well over the top. What, they're the only people to ever have a baby?
Oh, you're negative Nancy, front page of the paper with yours.
Oh, he can't even give me a name, the Baby Sussex.
Save it for the spray. It's all coming up on the podcast with Bridge and Spider, which starts now.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Spider's ready to unleash.
This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
I don't get what all the fuss is about. And this Baby Sussex. We haven't got a name, so unfortunately, I feel really bad not calling it a name, but all I can do is call it Baby Sussex. It's covered the news. It's even covered ACA last night with Racy Tracy, one of my favourite shows.
And they don't devote time on things like that to
no,
just anything.
Exactly right. The papers and also all the radio. But what we knew this time yesterday was it was a baby boy, weighed 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and mum and baby are doing well. What do we know 24 hours on? Baby boy, weighed 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and the mum and baby doing well.
Yeah.
Now, Al Dobie, who's on here after 9, he's got a birthday exactly the same day. Did he get this kind of coverage when he was born 51 years ago?
No, and he had to work.
No, he did, and he had to work. Yeah. And just ask him, he'll tell you how many hours he had to work.
It was 6, by the way.
There are 4 babies. 4 babies born every second. That means 130 million babies each year.
Hang on a minute. You, Boston, were on the front page of the Melbourne Big Times or whatever. When Boston was born, give me a break, a big photo of you. Are you jealous?
No, it was on the Daily Telegraph, but
it's
even Sydney. Bigger in Sydney. But, no, but let's talk. This baby's taken up 20%, 27%. I timed it last night of my nightly news and my radio and my television watching. It was saturation. We didn't get to the egg attack until late, and that was on our own Prime Minister. What about Gary Ablett's tribunal visit getting thrown out? And also the Game of Thrones that you spoke about, Bridge, we didn't know about that until the end of the news. Teeth whitening, the horror stories. That was all put on the back burner. There's so many other things that are happening. They are not the only parents, I know this is going to shock a lot of people, in the world. Let's be honest. Who really cares about this baby in Sussex? It's never going to influence what we do. And over the last, we've heard nothing, and now suddenly, what are we going to hear for the next 24 hours? This is what we can hear for the next 24 hours.
Very pleased and glad to welcome my brother to the Sleep Deprivation Society that is parenting.
William cracking gags.
Yeah, Will and Harry are the only parents ever to have a baby in the world and ever to suffer a little bit of sleep deprivation. But come on, first 24 hours, it's the weight of the baby. The second 24 hours, we're going to hear this.
Very pleased and glad to welcome my brother to the Sleep Deprivation Society that is parenting.
And what are they going to do tomorrow? They'll give us a name. So that means for 72 hours, we have to talk about this baby that's like the only baby ever born. We got to care about this baby that no one really cares about for 72 hours. And in that time, in that 72 hours, since this baby of Sussex was born, there was over 1 million other babies born that nobody ever talks about.
I hate to burst your bubble. They're not revealing the name till like end of the week.
There's 2 million babies that have been talked about.
You've been sprayed by a spider.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
We get all the biggest comedians in Australia rolling through and joining us on the show.
Dave Hughes, hello, good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, always good, Hughesy.
Look, we know you're turning up. for the Spiegel tent. Well, nothing will quite reach the heights of you turning up last year for the Comedy All-Stars night at Mamie Maiketa. I mean, that was amazing.
Highlight of my career, no doubt about it. So, you know, it was, you know, you smashed it, you know, so we're very...
You're the best liar.
We were honoured to be on the same bill, to be honest. You know, it's not lying. I loved it. And, I mean, certainly Spider added his little bit too as well. Yeah, you all did a great job. Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the Spiegel tent. By the way, do you know that the Spiegel tent means, it's Dutch for mirror tent, Spiegel tent. So look yourself hard in the Spiegel. Mm. And that being a travelling tent made of wood and canvas and blah, 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 and decorated, it's all very fancy schmancy. I want to talk about camping with you. Are you a glamper? Are you a, you know, get down and dirty camper?
My wife has got the dream of the whole family going on a camping holiday, and I am attempting to crush that dream for the rest of her life. So
I
do not want her to live her dream. I'm like, you know, I've worked hard, but let's find a 5-star hotel near some bushland, you know, so we can wander off during the day and then see some snakes, hopefully, but then come back and sleep where there ain't no snakes.
Oh, come on, really? It's such an Aussie thing to be a camper. I don't understand people who aren't.
Well, I mean, I think we've gone past being the nomad lifestyle, and we've thrown our lot in with the city life. So I'm a city person. You know, I'm happy to take a. I'm not even happy to tow a caravan, to be honest. I'll turn up to a caravan park if you give me your finest Jayco that I can stay in for the night and not have to drive down the highway. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah, fun line.
A lot of people are with you, Husey. Your show that you're going to be performing here, what are we going to be looking at? What can we expect?
It's going to be great. Get your tickets quick. It will sell out. I'm guaranteeing I'll have to buy the last 100 myself. We're going to sell it out. So.
Have you ever actually had to buy a ticket for your own gig to give to somebody?
No, look, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when you've got one ticket left, no one, you know, you want some loser to buy the one ticket, and people don't like going to see a show on their own because they feel like they're, you know, people are going to judge them like their Tinder date didn't turn up. So I must admit, the other night at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, to get the sold-out sign on one of the shows, I said, yeah, we're buying that ticket. So we bought the last ticket. And as fate would have it, there was one empty seat, which was in the front row, front and centre. So that one ticket that I'd bought was staring at me like, yeah, that empty seat knew that I was a fraud, mate.
Well, grab your tickets before there's only one left and Husey has to buy it. SpiegelTentGoldCoast.com is where you can go there. They're still available for Friday night. We'll see you there, Husey. Thanks for chatting to us.
Good idea, guys.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And I just quickly had a look at my calendar. 17 weeks to your wedding, Bridge. 17 weeks.
And no invite. Well, is this you in the paper today?
I'm stressing out as it is.
The Gold Coast Bulletin today, Peter and Regina. Yeah. We know Peter and Regina.
Yeah.
They do the social scene here. Is this you? This could end up being the wedding of the year. But the happy couple have some major issues. The biggest problem is the amount of people asking for an invite.
Asking?
Currently, every man and their dog wants to go. 500 people plus are thinking of turning this into the biggest wedding of the year. Is this you?
No.
Is there a photo? Or is it
it's just a whisper. It's just under there, off the record bits, but now it's on the record. Is that you, 500 people, and you've been inundated with people wanting to come?
No.
You've only got 17 weeks. Hopefully it's not 500
people. No, certainly couldn't afford 500 people. No, I do have an issue that we've just really figured out, my fiancé, Jamie and I. I'll have a chat about it next, but no. There's not 500 people.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
Bridge and Spider's Wednesday wedding update.
Yeah, we're getting some support from the Gold FM family here because it turns out Bridge's wedding's not that far away and she doesn't even started to cull the invite list.
I'm putting it off. I'm a procrastinator. Jamie and I were supposed to do it all weekend, but I'm worried. Because there's a definite list, there's the maybe list, There's friends I haven't seen in many a year, but I still adore them. And there's friends that I'm not that close to that might end up on the cutting room floor. We want to know, what's the fallout from trimming your invite list?
It's one of the biggest issues when you are trying to plan a big function like a wedding. Ron, in bigger waters, what's your advice for Bridge?
I can turn around and tell you right now, the one thing that's kept sanity when hopping through weddings is two rules. Mm-hmm. Number one, the people you invite, no one below the rank of uncle, aunt, brother or sister. Right?
Yep, I like
number
it.
Number two, to save the stress, which there is, and I'm sure Spider will agree with this, make a plan to do one item once a week. And that way, you'll always get through it with plenty of time before the day.
Oh, I'm a crammer, but I can't in this situation, so I'll take that advice. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, Jules, how did you navigate this situation?
Okay, my advice to Bridge is do what I did. I remarried 10 years ago. I'd have the attitude, if people are going to get upset, well, they don't really need to be there anyway, because you want people who are going to support you.
Yeah.
I decided to make no children. My brother and sister-in-law turned up without their children, obviously, but my stepbrother bought his son because his relationship had broken up, so I'd already paid for him and his partner.
Yes.
And when my brother arrived at the wedding,
yes.
had the Tom and didn't speak to me for 2.5 years.
Oh no! No!
But you've got to be strong, Bridge. I mean, people aren't going to understand why they were invited, if they're going to take the attitude, oh, they didn't invite me because they didn't like me, well, I mean, I reckon they should just get over it and just think, well, you know, money. Might have been the problem. Like, you know, there's heaps of reasons why you're not invited.
Jules, I'm hiring you as my personal PR for the wedding, and you can deal with my whole family. I love it. Thank you.
Thanks, okay,
Jules.
So we'll work out a price after this call. All right, Bridge.
I love it.
Have a good day.
You too. Great advice.
And what do you reckon, Kelly? What's your advice for Bridge here?
Hey guys, I'm getting married at the same place Bridge is in the same month as well.
Are you getting married? Currumbin.
Yeah, Currumbin Vikings in the event room. And did you know they've just done a refurb Bridge?
Yes, I do. And it looks absolutely amazing.
What are you paying per head?
No, trust me, I'm not getting a deal.
It's a beautiful place and they do amazing food there. I've been to an event there before and that's why we picked it. And they have fairy lights all over the ceiling, Bridge.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
Jamie
will have his app out looking at stars.
Stargazing.
What I was going to say was it's the day's about you and Jamie, and it doesn't matter if people get their knickers in a twist because you've got to have the people there that are important to you. And at the end of the day, you guys are the ones paying for it. And really, yeah. I've been married once before. My first wedding was like over 20 years ago, and I'm getting married for the second time. My partner's never been married. We're both in our mid-40s, and we're having about 50, 55 people at our reception. And really, a big wedding, you can't get around everyone, and you don't feel like you're relaxed. So it's really the important people. And it's your day, and you don't want to be pushed into anything you don't want to do.
Oh,
so
Kelly,
just invite the people that are. And Bridge, I have had so much fun planning my second wedding. If you need any help, give me a call, Dar, because I will help you.
Oh, done. You're at the same venue. You know what's going on. Done.
Just leave it set up from yours, Kelly.
Yeah. I hope you have a really awesome wedding and an awesome day, Bridge.
You too, my love. You too.
Thank
and if
you.
You're after me, I'll leave you some of my decorations for you for next week.
Has that helped you at all, Bridge?
Yeah. Okay. What have you learnt?
I've got to toughen up.
Okay.
I've got to get a reptilian skin and just say, well, that's it, and then delete the people's numbers forever and never call them
again. All right, start crossing them off. What do you
okay,
got?
Okay, stepbrothers and sisters.
See ya.
Gone.
Adult nieces and nephews.
Gone.
Children.
Gone.
Bye.
Yeah, what about us? Like, you're 65. What about 62? There's Benny.
Yep.
Myself. And Al Dobie, who's on after 9.
They do say the first group of people you cull are work colleagues.
Well, let's just say, then that's 2, 4, 6. That's 6 with your partners.
You want to get down to 50, do you?
Mm.
No, 65, we're pushing it.
So,
such
Benny?
A big family. So, let's just say, Peter, Cherie, you've made the final
call. Yeah! Benny?
Oh.
It's new to the scene?
On the bench.
Okay, so I'm on
standby. Look, if there's a cancellation.
What about Dovey? Al Dovey?
Been there for you, Bridge.
Some. Suns v Melbourne this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Suns. Suns for sure.
How about those Suns,
How
eh?
About Suns,
How about
hey?
Those Suns?
How about...
All right.
Anyway.
See you after 9 hours.
So what's that answer?
Suns.
Say it.
185 to 42.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.